Over the last number of weeks, there has been a common theme in our readings. A common theme that, in fact, Father Bing alluded to last week, a theme of prayer. And Father talked about persistent prayer. Well, the theme continues in the readings this week, but to be a little more concisely, we're talking about prayer, but the attitude that one brings to prayer. As we reflect and refer back to our first reading, the book of Sirach, it states, and I quote, "The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. Whether rich and powerful or poor and obscure, God delights in hearing from all of us. We are all his favorites." That is God's personal invitation to prayer for each and every one of us. But we also learn that a particular attitude in our approach to prayer will make our prayer lives more effective. The reading from Sirach goes on to state, "The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest until it reaches its goal." When we pray with a humble attitude, God will respond. And that fact becomes all too evident, especially as we get into our gospel reading. But let's take a moment and review the reading from St. Paul. In this reading, Paul is aware that, quite frankly, his days are numbered. He states, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." He has done what he could, and he now awaits the crown of righteousness. He doesn't expect any special privilege, but through his prayer and through the proper attitude, he prays that God will rescue him from his peril and give him the crown of righteousness, which is the kingdom of God. And in today's gospel reading, much can be said about the parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector. Here we reflect on the attitude one brings to prayer rather than the prayer itself. The Pharisee, he's a respected man. He has the proper theological training, all the right credentials, but he marches right up to the front of the temple and speaks a prayer to himself, thanking God for making him just a little bit more superior than you and I. The other man is a tax collector. Quite honestly, he's a cheater. Tax collectors in those days would grossly overcharge the people the amount of tax that was due the government and kept that overage for themselves. The tax collector stood at the back of the temple and cries out to God in a simple but honest way, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus tells us that the tax collector and not the Pharisee came away justified. But why? The Pharisee, he's full of self as he approaches God. He felt no need for God. He rattled off his resume of good works and practices. He was simply going through the motion of prayer. He lacked humility. He asked God for nothing, and therefore, he received nothing. The tax collector, by contrast, emptied himself as he approached God. He knew that he was a sinner and simply asked for mercy, leaving his faith in the hands of God himself. This is the kind of attitude that God wants to work with. This is how each and every one of us should pray with trust, with openness, with a listening mind and heart, and humility before God. It's not an easy task. Truth be told, each one of us has a little bit of the Pharisee and the tax collector in each one of us. It can be easy for us to fall into that state of self-righteousness. Humility is difficult. It is difficult because it is an admission of submission to a higher authority. Let me repeat that. It is an admission of submission to a higher authority. Remember, the Pharisee, he clearly believed that he was better because of what he had done. The tax collector, on the other hand, was ashamed of what he had done. He knew what God was able to do because of his sinfulness, and so he asked for God's mercy, and he received God's mercy. The Pharisee then asked for nothing and received nothing. It is those who can admit when they are needy, who turn to God and know that in their weakness, God will answer each and every one of us. The lowly, the poor, and oppressed are not closer to God because they are lonely, poor, and oppressed. They are closer to Him because in their humble attitude, they turn to God in prayer. They know that our God is merciful, and because of that, they experience His mercy. Quite frankly, the Pharisee has some pretty good attributes, pretty good qualities that each and every one of us should have. We should all strive not to be greedy, not to be dishonest, not to be adulterous, and certainly be respectful of one another. Jesus tells us that the Pharisee did fast. Jesus also tells us that the Pharisee tithed. It's all about attitude. It's all about humility. There's no need for us to tell Jesus what we did. He knows. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 states, and I quote, "But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you," end quote. Prayer is powerful. Many, if not all of us, have experienced the power of prayer often in our lives. The key is how we approach God in our prayer. Humility is a great place to start.